You are Locked On Magic, your daily podcast on the Orlando Magic, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And you are indeed Locked On Magic. Today is September 27th, 2018. My name is Philip Rossman-Reich. I'm the expert insight editor over at OrlandoMagicDaily.com. Happy with you here on a Thursday. You can, of course, follow me on Twitter at PhilipRR_OMD. Today's episode is going to be all about Terrence Ross, one of those kind of missing players from last year. He missed a whole chunk of the season last year thanks to that leg injury about 20 games into the season. Came back toward the end, and it's a little bit of a mystery. I mean, we'll talk a little bit about how he played and what to expect from him this year. But most importantly, at this stage, I think the question is whether he is confident and fully healthy. And I think we can answer both of those questions in the affirmative. I'll have my interview with Terrence Ross. I was able to talk to him after practice today. But before we do any of that, I want to remind you that you can check out the other great podcasts on the Locked On NBA Podcast Network. Just like there's a podcast covering the Orlando Magic with the excruciating detail that we cover the team here, there's a podcast covering every single team in the NBA with the same level of care and detail. You can just search for that by searching Locked On and the team you're looking for. The Orlando Magic opening their preseason Monday against the Philadelphia 76ers. What they're doing is not so important to the Magic, but if you want to know what's up with the Philadelphia 76ers, definitely check out Locked On 76ers. They do a great job covering Philadelphia. There isn't a Locked On Flamengo for next Friday's game, but we'll do what we can with them as well. We probably won't talk too much about that game other than what expectations are for the Magic coming up. But of course, Monday, the first preseason game in Philadelphia. Check out Locked On Sixers. Check out Locked On NBA for your full NBA update. Check out Locked On Fantasy Basketball to get yourself ready for your fantasy seasons. And away we go with the rest of training camp. There is that bit of mystery, I think, whenever a player goes down to injury, whenever a player is hurt and misses so much time. I would imagine there is a little bit of nagging doubt, might be too harsh, but that there's always going to be that little bit of doubt of whether you're truly ready to come back, whether you're all the way back to full health. I think that that's absolutely got to be the case for a player like Terrence Ross, who injured his leg. He fractured the tibial plateau in his leg in November, right before Thanksgiving against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Nearly came back in I think January or February, but had a setback with that injury, and then played two games in the final leg of the season, just to kind of get his feet wet, and you could tell he wasn't 100%. Talking with Terrence, you can tell, and you'll hear this when I play the interview, you could tell that there was a lot of anticipation for that moment to get back on the floor, and there's a lot of anticipation now to get back on the floor in full. This is a guy who has, throughout his entire career, been at least a spot starter. You can argue whether he's a full starter or not, but a guy who spaces the floor, does a lot of really little things really, really well that are necessary for team success. And yes, while the Magic had already begun to fall back to earth, they were, I think, 8-11 when Ross went down to injury. He was a player that made them better, that made the Magic overall a better team. And I think the expectation is if he can return to his previous levels, if he can return to the area that he was at before the injury, he's going to make a major contribution to the Orlando Magic. I think that is the general assumption. A guy who, again, averages 10 points per game, can shoot close to 40% from beyond the arc. That's something that the Magic need. And so the question then is, where is he health-wise? And that's where I'll let Steve Clifford pick up on what he's seen from Terrence Ross so far.
He had the end of the summer, he was in here constantly, so I feel like he's in a very good place. He had a good day today too, and he's got a little bit of a nagging like foot injury, so we're being a little careful. But he did everything today, and he played a lot in the scrimmages too.
Do you have to manage him maybe a little bit differently just to ease him?
Yeah, the only thing is, I think he's been around enough that I think he has a good idea of what he has to do to get ready. So you know, a lot of it is talking to him and, you know, seeing how he feels. And, you know, what they say, it's always the right amount of work, right? I mean, enough so that he can come back tomorrow and have a good day, but also so that he's getting into rhythm.
So positive signs early on from Terrence Ross that he's healthy and ready to go. And obviously that's a very, very good thing because he's, of course, someone that the Magic will need, both from a floor spacing perspective and from a defensive mentality perspective. I mean, he's a likable guy. He's someone that that plays really the right way in a lot of respects. You know, maybe not the player that everyone wants him to be, but still a good player and a valuable player in his own right. It's the thing is with Terrence Ross is you just don't really know till he gets out there and plays. After the first day of training camp on Tuesday, they showed it. You know, they let the media watch a little bit of the final of the scrimmaging that they were doing, and Ross was, you know, playing to my eye pretty solid. And again, 10 minutes, it's not enough to draw conclusions, but he made a nice steal. He seemed to be doing all the things that made him, in my opinion, such an important player to the team last year. Again, this is a guy who volunteered to leave the starting lineup when he sensed the team was struggling, saying, I need to play better. I think I would help this team better off the bench. And that was a selfless direction that he took and helped this team go. And you know, if he would have stayed healthy, who knows how that would have gone. I think it was only two games before he got hurt after that happened. So the Magic never really got to cement that part of the rotation in place. But overall, the sense that I got from Terrence Ross is that, yes, he's healthy. He spent, obviously he played toward the end of the season, but he spent most of his summer in Orlando working out in the gym. I think he said during media day that he would even sometimes bring his kids into the gym for his evening workout, kind of sit them in front of a computer so they could watch Paw Patrol, which I don't know how Terrence didn't sit down and watch that with them because Paw Patrol is very good. But he went in and got his work in and got more shots up. He's determined to get back. And I think you can sense from Terrence Ross that he's just eager to play again. It's been so long since he hasn't played or played consistently that he's just eager to get back out there. And I hope that's one of the big takeaways that you'll get as you listen to my interview with Terrence Ross from after practice on Wednesday.
Coming back from the injury, getting into camp, mm-hmm. is there any adjustment that you have to make or anything that you have to keep an eye on? I know you have the lingering foot issues going on right now, but
I mean, for the most, not really. I mean, I've been working all summer. I've been here, so I've been on top of my health. So really, I'm just waiting at this point.
Is it you know, Monday when you get into that game? I know you played a few games toward the end mm-hmm. of last season, but do you feel like getting into the game, that's going to be the next step to getting the confidence back?
I mean, my confidence is there. It's just I just haven't played in a long time, I feel like. So it's just I'm anxious, more excited to just play and get out there and just do what I do. So, I mean, there's no lack of confidence for me. If anything, I feel great. I have more confidence than I've had in probably my whole career so far. I've been working all summer, so just getting ready is it's just gonna be fun when I get out there.
How do you deal with that anxiousness? Is it just get me out there and play?
I can't do anything right now. It's just a countdown, really. So it's just like, you know, I'm just counting days down.
Do you feel like this is a big season for you to A, prove that you can come back from the injury and B, prove that?
I mean, it's a big season for all of us. I mean, we all had, you know, a down season last year, so nobody ever wants to end off, you know, anything on that type of note. So I think it's a good opportunity for everybody to go and showcase what they can do, you know, front office, coaches, players. You know, I think the way we've been working so far is going to be a good indication of us, for us, to, you know, to put that all this work into good use in that first game. So, I mean, I think it'll all come together.
How would you evaluate the first day and a half of the training camp?
It's been fun. It's a lot of learning moments. We scrimmage a lot, and that's probably been the best part. That keeps the intensity going. Because, you know, sometimes with training camp, you know, guys can kind of get lose focus just because a lot of talking, a lot of going through drills. But, you know, Cliff is, he'll give us some drills, and after them drills, man, we're playing. So I think that's getting everybody into the rhythm, and just keeping the intensity throughout the camp.
Do you like that approach to get through drill?
Get through some drills, learn, and then you put it right to use. It's not like we gotta learn drills for a week and then at the end of that week we gotta put all that we learned into the game. It kind of takes a little while, but you know, Cliff has us do a few drills. You know, we do our classroom segment and then we go right into playing. And I think it's good for us and the younger guys, you know, because it takes, you know, what we learned and it puts it right into the game for them. So, you know, it's not too much confusion when we get on the court.
You know, you've played with a lot of these guys before. I know it's only been, two practices and then this one. But has anyone stood out or anything been surprising to you so far? Can you say? Is this like a Marvel secret?
J.I. and Mo. Yes. Man, they're just super lanky, super long. Man, they get after shots. And J.I.'s made a big leap from last year. I mean, I think he's going to surprise a lot of people.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much, Terrence. Appreciate it.
That was Terrence Ross talking after practice on Wednesday. Again, you can just feel the anxiousness and the excitement to get back out on the floor. He's a guy who's worked incredibly hard to get healthy, get back on the floor, get this opportunity. A big one in a contract year for Terrence Ross, of course, one that I think that he's a very important player for this team and someone that should be ready to come back. And someone that, again, like Steve Clifford said, you should trust to be able to handle himself because he's a veteran. Even though he hasn't had an injury to this extent, I mean, I think I looked it up. He's the fewest games he had played in any season before last year was 73. He's been relatively healthy his entire career, and last year was really the first time that he faced some real injury adversity. It's a very, very real injury adversity, of course, being out for so long, 50-plus games over the course of the season. And now it's just about getting back out on the floor. And I think he, more than as much as anyone, is excited to play a exhibition game Monday and excited to get back in full once the regular season begins. But what is there to expect from Terrence Ross once the regular season begins, once the Magic get back to work, get back to the reality? Because it's easy to forget what Terrence Ross has given this team. Even last year. Last year, statistically, probably the worst season since his rookie year. 8.7 points per game was a low since his rookie year. 47.6% effective field goal percentage was just the second time he shot worse than 50% effective field goal percentage, again, since his rookie year. His 32.3% three-point field goal percentage, the worst of his career, and very clearly not indicative of his three-point shooting ability. In fact, I would argue that even though his percentage was low, NBA teams respect his three-point shooting enough that he still had enough gravity to impact games, that he was still someone the defense had to account for. And they did, and it helped the Magic's offense in so many ways, in ways that it is difficult to measure, is not the easiest to measure at all. Of course, that's not going to do it. That's not going to be enough. Of course, the Magic need him to make three-point shots, to produce on the floor, and I think that's the big mystery coming out of his season. And I think that's, I mean, I probably clumsily got to it in the interview, but that's really what I was trying to find out, through these early stages of practice is, you know, just how do you come back from an injury like that? How do you regain the confidence to play at the highest levels? And for Ross, that's why I think this preseason is so important because, yes, he is a vital piece of this Magic team. He is an important player on this Magic team. Someone who very well could end up starting on opening night like he did last year. Someone who, regardless of whether he starts or not, will have an important role because the Magic lacking shooting, he is a great floor spacer. He is someone that doesn't need the ball in his hands to really produce. Terrence Ross's usage rate last year was 17.3%. He's never had a usage rate above 20%. He is someone who is completely happy and completely successful working off of others, helping others be better, and taking advantage of the opportunities that he is given. He's great coming off screens. Honestly, the thing that impressed me most right after the Magic acquired him was how good of a passer he is. I didn't realize that he was such a great passer, and he's an unselfish teammate, which is such a big thing. Ross is really one of the most perfect role players that you can have, and you know, we'll get to this toward the end of the season, but if he's playing well and the Magic sink in the standings, he could be one of the more valuable trade chips that the Magic have. I don't think they're at the stage where they're thinking of trading him quite yet, but Ross is a very key player to making any team go, because he doesn't need the ball in his hands to succeed. He's a threat as a shooter. He's a threat as a cutter. When you need him to score, he will score. He'll take his shots. And I think in those last two games of the season last year when he played, he was probably taking more shots than he actually would or should. He was probably searching for a shot a little bit more, just trying to throw things up there to get his rhythm back. And again, that I think that's going to be another important point. Ross just does a lot of the little things really well. You can't capture defense really well with numbers. But I think a key to the Magic's early season success was Terrence Ross was probably the best off-ball help defender the Magic had. He may not be the greatest on-ball defender, but he's always in the right spot. He understands and grasps rotations and schemes really, really well, and that enabled him to be a strong defensive player for the Magic last year. He averaged 1.1 steals per game, which I'm not a huge fan of steals, and Ross would probably say that you know, he's not someone that's going to gamble, but he's smart enough to make it hard to pass through guys. And he doesn't have the prodigious length that the Magic are looking for in a lot of their position players, but again, he's just a guy that makes everything work. He's a guy that makes the team go, both on the court and honestly in the locker room. I mean, he's just an incredibly, I would say, from all my interactions with him, and judging by his Instagram accounts, he's just an incredibly chill dude. Just an incredibly cool guy who is relatable to everyone, who you know, can be someone like that, a leader, a little bit of a leader in the locker room that way. At least as a sounding board. And then he'll go out on the floor and play really well. I mean, I think Ross, you know, having watched him now for, you know, a half year's worth of games, I would say Ross is unfairly pegged to that 50-point game he had with the Toronto Raptors. That was the fluke. The 50-point game was the fluke. What isn't the fluke is how he contributes and how he makes teams better. How he just does whatever the team needs for him in that moment. And that's an important player to have. But the question will remain, the question will stay on the table until the season starts. Is Ross all the way back? Is Ross 100% healthy? Is he ready to contribute at the level that we're used to seeing, where he averaged 12.5 points per game in the final 24 games with the Magic in 2017 and shot, you know, a relatively solid 34.1% from beyond the arc, a 51.7% effective field goal percentage, averaging what would have been a career-high 1.8 assists per game. He was at 1.6 assists per game last year. He is, again, not a great playmaker, but a better passer than people give him credit for. The question about Terrence Ross this year is, can he get back to that level? Can he put the injury behind him, play with confidence, play, you know, with the same speed and athleticism that he had? He's shown on Instagram that he can still dunk pretty good. Former slam dunk champion. These are the big questions that Ross faces this year. And you know, his minutes will be determined by whether he can reach that level again. Because, yeah, there's a little bit of a competition with Jonathan Simmons. I don't think it's much. I think there's room in the rotation for both. But Ross's spot is what his role is to us, to the media, to the fans. That's the unknown. We won't know till he steps out on the floor. And I don't even think Ross quite knows until he steps out on that floor just where he's at, because he's put in the work. There's no doubt about it. He's healthy. He's ready to go. And you know, he's, by Steve Clifford's account, playing very well in training camp. Everyone is always playing well in training camp. But Monday night in Philadelphia, we'll see Terrence Ross, see where he's at. get a little bit of a better sense. It's obviously preseason, so we don't want to go too far into conclusion land. But Ross is a veteran. He knows how to take care of himself, and he knows what to expect. He'll know if and when he's ready and what he can do. But you still kind of have to ask. Recovering from an injury, recovering from a major injury that cost you 58 games. Just how much can you give? How far back are you? And I think that is the huge question that Terrence Ross faces down this week as training camp continues and heading into the preseason before opening night. And honestly, it's one of the big storylines that I'm following. How he has recovered from injury. And whether he can be the Terrence Ross that we know he can be. That was so key to the Magic starting 8-4 last season. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. You, of course, find us on Twitter at Locked On Magic and like us on Facebook at Locked On Magic. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and all the fun places you download podcasts to your podcast-enabled listening device. You can find me on Twitter at PhilipRR_OMD. And, of course, for the latest on the Orlando Magic, including a look at plans to bring Nikola Vucevic back into the post and why that isn't quite the narrative we should be talking about. Check out OrlandoMagicDaily.com. That post will be up at about noon on Thursday. The Orlando Magic Daily mailbag is also open, so be sure to submit your questions. I'm going to try and answer some questions before the season begins. You can do that on Twitter at OMagicDaily, as well as by email at OMagicDaily@gmail.com. But that's going to do it for me today. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode. For Orlando Magic Daily and Locked On Magic, this has been Philip Rossman-Reich. I will see you all again next time for another episode of Locked On Magic.
You are Locked On Magic, your daily Orlando Magic podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.